Before we close out, a few stories we haven't fully dwelt on that deserve mention. The quantum battery piece from BBC Future is one of those science stories where the underlying physics is genuinely counterintuitive. The research describes a battery system that charges faster as its physical size increases, the opposite of what classical thermodynamics would predict. The mechanism involves quantum entanglement across battery cells, allowing parallel charging pathways that scale superlinearly. This is early stage research, not a product, but the theoretical result has been peer-reviewed and is being taken seriously.
The public bathrooms piece from JSTOR Daily generated 567 comments, which tells you something about how resonant the topic is. The historical argument is that the US built out public restroom infrastructure in the early 20th century as part of a public health and civic investment framework, and then systematically defunded it starting in the 1970s as cities cut public services. The result is that public restroom access in American cities is now significantly worse than in peer countries, which creates health and dignity consequences that fall disproportionately on people experiencing homelessness and on people with certain medical conditions.
The CIA and Modern Art thread based on a 2020 JSTOR piece is one of those historical revisionism conversations that HN does well. The factual basis is that the CIA's Congress for Cultural Freedom did fund abstract expressionism during the Cold War as a soft power tool, contrasting American artistic freedom with Soviet socialist realism. The debate in the thread is about whether funding equals manufactured, whether art that was genuinely created by artists who had their own aesthetic motivations is somehow less authentic because an intelligence agency found it useful.
Paul Graham's essay on how universities should prepare founders got 174 comments, which for a PG essay on founding is actually somewhat restrained. The piece argues that the most valuable thing universities can do for potential founders is teach them to identify important problems, tolerate ambiguity, and build the tolerance for rejection that entrepreneurship requires, not teach them to write business plans or build pitch decks. The HN thread pushes back on whether any institutional environment can teach those things, or whether the learning only happens by actually doing it.
The screen time study showing correlations between viewing time from ages 1 to 8 and subsequent academic performance generated a small but pointed thread. The key methodological caveat several commenters raised is that the correlation between screen time and academic outcomes could be confounded by socioeconomic factors. Families with more resources tend to have both lower screen time and better academic outcomes for unrelated reasons. The Springer study does attempt to control for this, but the sample size limits the confidence you can put in the controls.
The Moon Interactive essay from Bardas Sychanowski at Sychano. Ski is one of those pieces the HN community genuinely loves, an extraordinarily detailed, beautifully designed interactive explanation of lunar mechanics. It covers orbital geometry, tidal forces, libration, the history of lunar observation. It's a 2024 piece that resurfaced this week, and it deserves every minute of attention. If you've never seen Sychanowski's work, this is the place to start.
The Peppermint Oil Blood Pressure Study is a small one. The small study qualifier in the headline is accurate. It's a pilot study with limited N, but 8.48 mmHg reduction in systolic pressure from an aromatherapy intervention is larger than most people would expect, and it's generating appropriate skepticism in the thread about mechanism and replication.
Ocean temperatures hitting their highest recorded level is the environmental story that deserves more space than we can give it today. The BBC piece cites NOAA data showing global average ocean surface temperatures at an all-time high since systematic measurement began. The significance is that ocean heat content is a lagging indicator. Heat absorbed by the oceans in a given year continues affecting atmospheric systems for decades. We're not just measuring today's temperature. We're measuring a commitment to future atmospheric conditions.
A quick time capsule moment before we wrap. Back in May, we reported on what we described as Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Listeners who know their geography immediately identified the problem, and they were right. Ukraine has no plausible military reach into the Caspian Sea, which is landlocked and thousands of kilometers from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. That was a fabricated or badly garbled claim, and we should have caught it before it went out. We didn't. We're sorry and thank you to everyone who flagged it in the comments.
We mention these corrections not to relitigate them, but because the standard we hold the stories we cover should apply to ourselves. And honestly, having listeners sharp enough to catch geographic impossibilities is something we genuinely value.
Everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. The watermark reverse engineering, the Xiaomi benchmark thread, the European maker regulation debate, the CL4 proof announcement. These stories were surfaced and analyzed by engineers, researchers, founders, and curious people who do this for the love of it. If any of today's topics grabbed you, head over and read the comment threads. The URL is news.acombinator.com, and the signal-to-noise ratio in those discussions is genuinely high.
This podcast is made possible by two tools we want to acknowledge sincerely, not as a commercial read. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles our real-time topic discovery and research. We use them every day, and they've genuinely changed what we're able to put together. If you're interested in world news beyond the tech community, geopolitics, markets, global events, check out the Intelligix Daily News, our companion show. It covers the broader picture that often provides the context behind these technology stories.
For Sarah Chen, I'm Marcus Rodriguez. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever Hacker News decides matters next. Given today's watermarking story, maybe check what metadata your tools are embedding before then.
Sleep well and mind your GUID.